Just how will those traffic stops work? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Supreme Court has ruled Arizona cannot require immigrants to carry immigration papers. That would be a little too Gestapo. However, Arizona can go ahead and require the cops, when they stop somebody for a broken taillight, to check the driver's immigration status. So, Arizona cops, when they stop you, have to ask you if you're legally here, but you don't have to carry the papers to prove it. So, can they haul you in just for looking Mexican? Of course not. And the official training video spells out the punishment for cops who do that.
Racial profiling is police misconduct. Lost job, lost career, lost retirement. Over what? Catching a person who didn't obey the law to get into this country.
So all cops can do is ask, what's your name? Where do you live? Where were you born? Are you a U.S. citizen? But would people tell the truth?
Imagine a world where everyone can only tell the truth.
Maybe.
And no one has ever lied.
If this was a Ricky Gervais movie... But I think real people would probably lie. So basically, the cops would have to go by the accent, which isn't racial profiling, but Arizona's population being 30% Latino, you may end up hassling legitimate citizens, some of whom might lawyer up and claim profiling. And you remember what the video said?
Lost job, lost career, lost retirement. Over what?
So I think the police probably will profile. But they'll profile anybody who looks like he might be able to afford a good lawyer, and those broken taillights, no big deal. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.